Listener Production.
Hello, Kate Smithers with your news briefing. The polling booths have officially closed in New South Wales, with counting underway in what's expected to be a very tight race between Premier Dominic Perrottet and Labor's Chris Minns. Perrottet is looking to secure a record fourth term for his party. Meanwhile, if Minns snares victory, it means we'll have Labor in charge right across federal, state and territory levels in Australia, except Tasmania.
I'm very confident that I would work very closely with Chris Minns. We have similar values. I think he will make a great Premier of New South Wales, and I hope that he's successful today.
Anthony Albanese there earlier today, out on the campaign trail for Minns. Overseas now, and violent protests in France have seen King Charles and Camilla hold off their trip to the country. More than a million are rioting over pension reforms after French President Emmanuel Macron changed the retirement age without a parliamentary vote. Macron says he'll organise another state visit,
which offers the right welcome for the new king and the queen consort, and in circumstances where we'll be able to enjoy France, Paris and Bordeaux.
And if you're in Queensland, the RSPCA has put out an urgent call for volunteer foster carers. RSPCA's Emma Lagoon says the cost of living has seen an increase in animals being handed in.
In the last 6 months, 2,500 animals have been surrendered to us in Queensland, which means we're desperate to find new volunteer foster carers that can help provide care.